It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. There are recriminations in Portugal after forest fires killed more than 40 people there. The fire struck a week ago across the northern and central part of the country and took several days to put out. Now, this is the second deadly forest fire event of the year in Portugal. 64 people were killed back in June in similar fires across the central part of the country. Now, Prime Minister António Costa's administration is under heavy scrutiny for its response to these fires. Last Wednesday, the country's interior minister was forced to resign. Alison Roberts is BBC News correspondent in Portugal. She's in Lisbon. Alison, thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Give us a sense of the scale of these fires in the last week.
Well, Sunday, October 14th, was Portugal's worst day by far in terms of the number of wildfires, with more than 500 of them starting. And then there were almost 150 starting the following day, Monday, so completely overwhelming the emergency responders. The number of dead from fires, as you mentioned there, now stands at 44, and dozens more people were injured, some of them seriously. On those 2 days alone, according to European Union expert analysis of satellite images, 200,000 hectares, that's almost 500,000 acres of forest burned. It was in the country's interior, in central and northern Portugal, but above all in the centre, that most of the human suffering was concentrated. People who fought to save their families, their homes and their livestock, others who fled along highways lined with blazing trees, too many of whom did not make it. You mentioned the fires back in June. We once more saw a lack of coordination in many places among police, civil defence and firefighters. Many residents in those rural areas were left to their own devices and also not provided with information on whether to stay put in their homes or to flee. And if they were to flee, how and to where, which roads were safe, for example. So overall, the sheer number of fires perhaps made it impossible for everything to go well, but things could undoubtedly have gone a lot better, as the government itself has admitted.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that lack of coordination, because as we mentioned, there were severe fires back in June. People were looking for lessons learned or for better response this time. And it seems that in many cases that did not come.
Well, it was only a matter of days before these last terrible fires that an expert report produced on what happened in June was submitted to the government. Now, not to say that the government was going to brush it under the carpet, but it certainly gained a lot more political relevance, of course, in the wake of these fires. And the Prime Minister, just the day after all of these fires broke out, and as the scale of the disaster was really becoming clear, said that his government did intend to look at enacting and implementing some of the recommendations in that report. And there was really a whole range of them. They saw that the emergency communications network went down repeatedly and for quite long periods in several areas. And that, of course, meant not only that firefighters couldn't tackle the fires in the way that was perhaps best needed, but also that they couldn't provide the right information for locals to know what to do. So that was really very, very disastrous. The Prime Minister, he has been kept on, of course, but the opposition has announced plans for a censure motion in Parliament against what is, after all, a minority socialist government. So that's coming up. Members of the government themselves have said that if the censure motion is defeated, as expected, the government won't be strengthened by that alone. But in fact, the debate in Parliament could create tensions between the governing socialists and their far-left partners. The Communist Party, for example, which is one of those smaller parties, has always resisted any moves to undermine the rights of small landowners. Yet that kind of undermining of those rights may be required if the recommendations of the expert report are to be implemented in full.
Fires in Portugal, more than 40 people dead in a second round of fires in just a few months in that country, and the political repercussions hitting that country as well. Alison Roberts with the BBC in Lisbon. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.